It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferris.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, our guest says we need to stop playing catch-up with these diseases like Zika and Ebola and start investing in a more effective public health system.
First, Wisconsin Republicans gathered in Green Bay this weekend for the state GOP convention. One potentially contentious item, Republican support for their candidate for president, their likely candidate, Donald Trump. Some officials at the convention this weekend embraced the businessman. Others, like Governor Walker, didn't mention him in their speeches.
J.R. Ross from WisPolitics covered the convention this weekend, and he joins us now to talk about it. He's the editor of WisPolitics.com. J.R., welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks. How you guys doing today?
Good, thanks. So the big question, at least one of them, a big looming question, is how would the Wisconsin GOP respond to their presumptive nominee, Donald Trump?
Well, it was interesting to talk to people this weekend. There seems this kind of like moment, I don't know if it's really of mourning or kind of coming to grips with it or what it is, but there's almost like this kind of trying to accept the idea of Donald Trump as the expected nominee. Remember that Wisconsin was kind of the focal point of the anti-Trump movement ahead of our primary April 5th, where you saw groups like the Club for Growth come in and spend, you know, big money on ads knocking Donald Trump. You saw talk radio in Milwaukee, conservative talk radio, get behind Ted Cruz and pound on Donald Trump. You saw really an effort here to turn the tide of that primary against Donald Trump. And so these guys who are the core, the hardcore activists of the party, they're personally invested in defeating Donald Trump just a month ago, a month and a half ago, and here they are now with him almost the nominee. It was kind of an odd feeling at times at the convention that they were, like I said, coming to grips with the idea of, okay, now it's time to go out there and support Trump, and can I do this? It was a common theme in talking to people. They weren't quite there yet to be excited about Donald Trump.
And what did the leadership say? The featured speakers, which included Governor Walker, Senator Ron Johnson, Sean Duffy, what did people have to say about that big question?
Well, there was an interesting kind of clear line between the state-elected official speeches and the ones from the congressional delegation. The morning was all the state folks, Governor Walker, Brad Schimmel, Scott Fitzgerald, Robin Voss, Rebecca Clayfish. They all talked about basically being committed to Ron Johnson, you know, Republicans want to get him reelected this fall, the Senate seat. They may sometimes passing mention of getting the quote-unquote right candidate for president elected, but there was no big warm embrace of Donald Trump or no big call to go out there and work for Trump. It was more of a be engaged for Ron Johnson, or like Robin Voss kind of said, you know, the assembly speaker, don't forget about us. You know, kind of go out there, remember that we're out there on the ballot too, come work for us, work for our reforms. In the afternoon, you saw Sean Duffy, Jim Sensenbrenner, Glenn Grotham go out there and really kind of put in a good word for Donald Trump with the delegates, if you will, and say he's the nominee, let's get behind him. I think Sensenbrenner said, you know, he won fair and square, he's the nominee, let's go. And, you know, Duffy, who's from a district that Trump won, one of two in the state, kind of made more of an explicit play, like, let's, you know, he won my district, let's go out there and work for him. But it wasn't really the enthusiastic, you know, backing you'd expect in a presidential year from the state convention.
Well, let's talk Governor Scott Walker expressly. I understand he talked for about 30 minutes and was a candidate himself, so has an interesting history. He's met Donald Trump. He's interacted with him, presumably. How did he handle this?
Governor Walker did not mention Donald Trump by name a single time. He talked about Ron Johnson a lot. He pumped up Senator Johnson, but he really focused on what he calls the continuing Wisconsin comeback, getting the grassroots engaged for Ron Johnson, kind of focusing on his own record. The only Mostly when he brought the presidential race, he made a crack about how he's been on the ballot every even-numbered year for, seems like forever, between the assembly, being county executive, running for governor, the recall election in 12, and how he tried to be in the ballot this fall. You know, mentioned the governor of the president's race, but it didn't work out. So other than that, he really didn't mention the presidential race and did not talk about Donald Trump. And for Walker, it's been this odd dance where he signed a pledge while running for president to support the eventual nominee. He's kind of being a good Republican soldier and saying, I will back the nominee. But you can tell that Donald Trump is not Scott Walker's idea of the ideal presidential candidate for Republicans. So he's not his first choice, even second choice, or third choice. But he's the nominee, and he's kind of getting behind the we need to kind of stop Hillary, if you will. And it's become kind of a common theme of, well, Hillary Clinton would be worse, you know, for our ideals than Donald Trump. So that might be one way to get people motivated to go out and vote this fall.
And so for those folks who did say, yes, it's time to unite behind Donald Trump and stir things up, get that same fervor going for Trump that maybe was seen during the recalls in Wisconsin, What was the reception like? Is this what the people there wanted to hear?
Well, it was interesting. We did a straw poll this weekend where we asked the delegates, alternates, or registered guests, you know, one, who do you want to see as Donald Trump's running mate? Newt Gingrich and John Kasich were the two most popular answers. And two, it was, if things right now end up being Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, would you vote for Trump, vote for Clinton, vote for a third party, or sit out the race? And what was interesting was I think about 80% of the people who responded in our poll or voted, they backed Trump, which you would expect to have a high number in a Republican primary. But a lot of folks who came to the table to vote, you could kind of talk to them, and they would take a deep sigh at their choices and mark down Trump. It's also interesting that, you know, a portion of the people voted said third party. Remember, these are like the hardcore party activists. Not only the activists, these are the ones who man the phone banks during the fall and go out and make calls to get people to turn out. They're the ones who do the donations. They put yard signs up. I mean, these are your core constituency, and they're having a hard time with this. So it kind of tells you that people may be accepting of it at this point or kind of coming to grips with it, but they're not enthusiastic about Donald Trump as a nominee, at least not this swath of Republicans that we saw in Green Bay over the weekend.
We're talking right now to J.R. Ross, editor of WisPolitics.com, and he's joining us to talk about the state GOP convention, which wrapped this weekend in Green Bay. And so Ron Johnson, as you said, Senator Ron Johnson, running against Russ Feingold, and in many respects, he was this weekend billed as the marquee race over the presidential race. What did he say when he spoke?
You know, he really tried to put his election in stark terms. I mean, he kind of laid it out that the future of the country is on the line and that his election could go a long way in determining who controls the U.S. Senate this fall, that it really could be about, in his kind of his, kind of, to paraphrase him, about saving America. That's the way he's looking at it. And it really was a very kind of stern warning to the delegates that we need to get involved and engage. We give me back the Senate and preserve our future, if you will. He also made a reference to Flight 93, which was part of the September 11 attacks. That was a flight that was downed by the passengers in the field in Pennsylvania. That raised some eyebrows and got a stern response from Russ Feingold. Johnson's out today saying that it's, I think, quote-unquote, disgusting to try and say he was likening his election to 9/11, but that became one of the storylines. But anyway, he was very much delivering this very stern message of how important this race is and how important it's for them to be engaged this fall.
And looking back at what Governor Walker had to say, you told us what he did not say about Donald Trump. That is, he did not mention him. But what did Governor Walker say about Wisconsin and the political issues that are at play here?
It was really interesting. One, he dipped his toe a little bit in the UW system tenure debate. He's using a line more often now. You're hearing about tenure as that faculty want a job for life. You can tell with Governor Walker that line is playing well in some polling that he has or when he's talked to his advisors, because he's using it more and more, that the faculty who are complaining right now in these no-confidence votes, they want a job for life. They aren't, it's not about freedom, academic freedom for them, but about a job for life. He's been stressing that quite a bit. And he's really been trying his best lately to talk up how well Wisconsin is doing in his mind economically, between the unemployment rate being down, the percentage of people who are working being up, all these good things going on, and kind of putting a positive message on how Wisconsin is doing.
And so if there was an overall theme coming out of this convention at a time where things in politics are just, the dust is just starting to settle now with Donald Trump emerging as the likely nominee, what was the tone like here in Wisconsin?
Oh, I mean, definitely the theme this weekend was about Ron, it was get Ron Johnson reelected. Now, the question that, though, is if you've got an electorate, a base of Republicans who aren't really enthused about Donald Trump, how does that happen? Because you're talking to some of these folks, you're like, well, you know, I don't want to do about the presidential race, but I'm definitely going to turn out for Ron Johnson. Well, how do you get people who the presidential race is the end-all, be-all every 4 years? How do you deliver a message to Republican voters of, well, we're not really excited about this choice over here, but you got to turn out for Ron Johnson? It's a fine line to walk. Normally, the top of the ticket drives turnout down ballot. And this time, you're trying to get people out despite the top of the ticket in some cases. And that's going to be interesting to see if they can pull that off.
Something to watch for the fall for sure. JR, thanks a lot for joining us and catching us up.
Anytime. Have a good day.
You too. That was J.R. Ross, editor of WisPolitics.com, and he joined us there to talk about the state GOP convention this weekend in Green Bay.
Coming up, our guest says outbreaks of Zika and Ebola should teach us a lesson. We need more funding of public health systems. This is Central Time.